Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is Season 7, Episode 28 of this Daily Study Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today as we continue our study of this week's Come Follow Me materials in May the 12th to May the 18th, covering Doctrine and Covenants sections 46 to 48. Today we're going to look at Doctrine and Covenants section 47, which is only four verses long. But has a very specific kind of principle, or a couple of principles to teach us. It is to John Whitmer from the Prophet Joseph Smith by the Lord, who was called as a clerk for the church, but he was called upon to serve as keeping a history for the church, as Oliver Cowdery was away teaching the gospel. It says in the Doctrine and Covenants in the heading of the chapter, that John Whitmer writes, "I would rather not do it, but observe that the will of the Lord be done, and if he desires it, I desire that he would manifest it through Joseph the seer." So this is the revelation that's received. And the Lord speaks about the importance of keeping a regular history. In verse 1, he says, "Behold, it is expedient in me that my servant John should write and keep a regular history, and assist you, my servant Joseph, in transcribing all things which shall be given you, until he is called to further duties." Now, in this duty, John Whitmer obviously has some uncertainty, but he has promised the companionship of the Holy Ghost as he is given this call to serve. In verse 4 it says, "Wherefore it shall be given him, inasmuch as he is faithful, by the Comforter to write these things. Even so, amen." And I think this is a wonderful principle that we can all learn. Not just, well, there's two, really, the importance of keeping a history, which I'll come back to, but also the fact that the Spirit will guide us and help us in the callings and the responsibilities or assignments that the Lord gives us. So I think that that is a wonderful blessing as well. Now, a bit further, if you look into the history, John Whitmer is excommunicated from the church in 1838, and he still has the history of the church. Now, he does not kind of give these pages up until his death. In 1844, he offers to sell the history, so about 6 years later. But Willard Richards has already kind of started to try and write some of the things that John Whitmer had recorded. And so at the time, they don't retrieve that history. And then as time passes, he passes away in 1878, so it's quite some time, and John Whitmer never rejoins the church. His history comes into the custody of the Community of Christ, and the length is about 96 pages, which is quite extensive, as you can imagine. But since then, the church has been able to have these pages compiled in the Joseph Smith papers, and you find that the history that's kept during John Whitmer's time is quite significant to helping us understand more about the history of the church and what was the goings on of the early movements of the church in Kirtland, Ohio, and of course Nauvoo. And I think that this, for us as today, helps to rehabilitate his character a little bit. We don't know obviously why he was excommunicated and why he never rejoined, but at the end of his history, he writes this, which I think is quite interesting. He says, "Therefore, I close the history of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, hoping that I may be forgiven of my faults and my sins be blotted out, and in the last day be saved in the kingdom of God, notwithstanding my present situation, which I hope will soon be bettered, and I find favour in the eyes of God and all men, his saints. Farewell." And I think that that is an intriguing end to the history that he keeps, because obviously he sees there that there is the truth of the church, even though he is no longer a part of it. But he hopes that whatever he's done, and he can then can be resolved in the next life. And we don't know, and none of us are here to judge that. But what I do find interesting is the dedication and the way in which he served in keeping that history. And of course, it reminds us about the importance of keeping our histories, whether that be journals, whether that be our family history, whether that be church history, that we, if we are in some sort of capacity where we are leading in some sort of way, contributing to the history of our wards and stakes, so that others can look back and learn more about the goings on and doings of the ward and stake. So I think this is a really interesting insight. It's only four verses, but useful for us today nonetheless. Thank you so much for listening, and until we meet again,